Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live, on the air, and online right now, so you can be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or need direction for the troublesome issues of real life, we invite you to call now. The number, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. Or the full number, 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, we do have open lines right now, 844-322-2742. Richard, I posted a question on our Facebook page today. It was simply this. Yesterday, did you hear a sermon on the resurrection of Jesus Christ? We visited a church here in Dallas, and we did not hear a sermon on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We learned about an Old Testament character, and, you know, in passing, there was a mention of the death, burial, and resurrection. But it was all about how God can help us in our time of need. It had nothing to do with the power of the resurrection, the fact that we have been set free from sin and death because of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. And I thought the pastor missed a great opportunity to tell the most powerful story that has ever been told, that ever has happened. I mean, that event, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, changes everything.
It
just makes everything different about human history and about our personal story as well. So I thought that pastor just really missed a great opportunity to tell, especially all the new people that are coming.
Yes.
You know, so many folks just attend church on Christmas, around Christmas, and on Easter Sunday. And they never hear the gospel story anywhere else. So this was a great opportunity.
Yes.
I thought this guy missed it. But as I posed that question, the greatest majority, about 95% of the folks that responded said, yes, they did hear a sermon on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I was so glad to hear that.
Yes.
It is, like I said, the most powerful story that's ever been told. And as we hear it and as we respond to it, we get to participate in that story. The resurrection of Jesus Christ becomes our resurrection. Just as he was raised from the dead physically, we're raised from the dead spiritually, raised to walk in the newness of life. So that's what his resurrection is all about. It proved that he indeed was the Son of God, that his claims are true. But the same power that raised Christ from the dead was directed toward us the moment we believed and we crossed over from death to life, made alive together with Christ. That is the good news of the gospel. Christ had to die to take away our sins, to remove the barrier so that life could be offered. But that life was offered through the resurrection.
Yeah.
So it is the linchpin, as you have called it. And without the resurrection, there is no Christianity. There is no faith. There is no hope. We're still lost, dead in trespasses and sins. That's how important this story is, isn't it, Richard?
It is. Yeah, and by contrast, where my wife and I attend, we heard a sermon about recapturing the awe and wonder of the resurrection.
Yes.
You know, think of it through a child's eyes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it was fantastic.
Well, and if you ever lose that awe factor, that wow factor regarding the resurrection, boy, something's going on inside of you, because this is the most fascinating, most intriguing story that could ever be told. It is the story. Every other story is derived from this one.
Yes.
I mean, it is the singular story of human history. God injecting himself into, the events of mankind and giving us a way out, a way of escape, so that we can actually be who God created us to be through faith in Jesus Christ. So our family went to this particular church. We were very disappointed, walked away with a lot of disappointment. We're thinking, oh my gosh, why didn't we hear that Christ was, and even the music, there was no music about the resurrection. It was just kind of another Sunday, and, you know, a series of Sundays, and you know, it just wasn't special. It just didn't have that feel. But like I said, so glad to hear that so many people that responded to our question on Facebook responded affirmatively that, yes, they heard about the good news that Christ is alive, that he is risen. He is risen indeed. And if you would like to talk about your Resurrection Sunday, what you heard at your particular church, we would love to hear that on today's edition of Basic Gospel. 844-322-2742 is the number. 844-322-2742 is the number. You're listening to Basic Gospel. My name is Bob Christopher with Richard Pfeiffer today. And we certainly welcome your calls. We want you to be a part of today's broadcast. If you are watching us online at Facebook or YouTube, and you have a question or a comment that you would like to share on today's broadcast, you can certainly write that there, share it in the comment section, and we will respond to it as well. So take part in the broadcast today. We would love to hear from you. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. Want to remind our listeners that Basic Gospel is listener-supported, that we're on the air because of a number of friends around the country, some organizations as well, that support this broadcast, that think it's important to get the simple, clear, black-and-white message of the gospel out to people through radio, through internet, through Facebook, through all kinds of different channels. We are so grateful for those folks who think that it is that important, that they're willing to invest their money. And it's because of them that you're hearing the broadcast today. If you would like to be a part of what God is doing through Basic Gospel, we would love for you to partner with us, to join us by giving a one-time gift or by choosing to partner with us month after month after month. I think as history continues to march forward, the need for the simple, clear presentation of the gospel is more needed today than ever before.
Absolutely.
So help get this out into the lives and the hearts of people all around this world. You can do so by visiting basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Just click the support link right on the front page. We have a special gift for you to say thanks. It is a CD that I did about the will of God, knowing the will of God. One of the most frustrating experiences that Christians have, trying to find that proverbial needle in a haystack. What is the exact plan of God for me?
Yeah.
You know, am I living in the right place? Do I have the right job? You know, all of these sort of things just really get us stuck in the mud. And we get paralyzed. We're afraid to make choices because we don't want to miss the will of God. Well, it's because we're thinking about the will of God in the wrong way. This CD will help you think of it in the right way. And when you do, it will become clear that if you're a believer, you're right now in the will of God, and you can take joy and comfort in that. So that's our gift to you this month for your support of Basic Gospel. Again, all of that information is at basicgospel.net. If you would rather use the phone and call and make a contribution that way or to request your copy of our gift, The Will of God, this month, you can call 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. Well, let's go to our phone lines right now. We're going to start in O'Fallon with our friend Brad. Hey, Brad, you're on the air.
How y'all doing? I don't want to disappoint anybody. I couldn't get to hear a pastor anywhere live, but I submerged myself into all the various things that I have at my disposal to look and think and read about the resurrection and the gospel. And then I was blessed this morning with the devotional, and I have to say, I'll pray for that pastor that you listened to yesterday, but I got to thinking about Titus 2:11, that the grace of God appeared to us, you know, and you talked about the six misconceptions. Well, you know, if people would really get into the Word of God and understand that something that appears isn't just an idea or a thing or an it. And then I went and I read the Gospel of John, verse 14. And it talks about Jesus being full of grace and truth. Well, if something's full of something, they have to be that something. There's scripture which says that that Jesus was the Word and the Word was truth. Well, Jesus is also grace. And one more thing that you guys helped me to see and hear, think about today in the dialogue was the fact that we are in union with Jesus Christ. And just from that one standpoint, how can you not understand that you're right in the center of the will of God, who was Jesus, who came and died for us and resurrected for us? And we're in that very union. And I see it as being right enmeshed with the body of Christ and himself, but I'm also in the very center of his will.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Brad. If you're in Christ, that was God's will for you, because if you're in Christ, you're fully alive, you're forgiven, you're righteous. You have Christ living in you. That's exactly where God wants you. And so he delivered you there the moment that you believed, the moment you crossed over from death to life. That is really the good news of the gospel.
Absolutely.
So, Brad,
one more thing, real quick, I want to encourage everybody in the sound of your all's voice today to, if they haven't subscribed to the devotional, that's one way that you can come to know and understand what God wants to communicate to us. And I so appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Brad. We certainly appreciate it. And he mentioned the devotional. We send out a daily devotional Monday through Friday.
Yes. It's good too.
Take the weekends off.
Really,
but it's about 300 words or so. It starts with a scripture, and it's laid out based on our tagline: Hear It, Believe It, Live It.
Yes.
So every devotional has a Hear It section, and that is the scriptural reference for that particular day. A Believe It, a little challenge. Commentary there on what does that passage mean? What is it trying to communicate to us? And then how do we live it out in day-to-day life? So if you're interested in a daily devotional, you can just go to our website, basicgospel.net, subscribe. It's right on the homepage. Just fill out the information. All we need is your name and your email address, and then we'll start sending that to you the very next day.
Yes. Yes.
So if you're looking for a daily devotional, this is all about the grace of God, all about the new covenant in which we live today. It can really set the stage for each and every day of your life, your journey with Christ Jesus.
Let me add something to what Brad said. He asked the question, why is it that so many people don't understand that they're already in the will of God? Well, if you've been taught or come to believe on your own that every time you make a mistake, God has to turn his back on you, then you cannot be in his will.
Right.
And that, thankfully, that's not the gospel. The gospel says, I have been reconciled to God through Christ. I am a forgiven person. I am completely alive. He's never going to leave me or forsake me. So even when I mess up, I'm still in his will.
Yes.
Now, he's going to come to me and say, let's talk. That's a completely different thing than turning his back on me. That's the power of the relationship, because he's not going to let it break no matter what I do.
Right. The gospel isn't about swivel chair theology. God is always face forward looking at us.
Yes.
And we are always within his grace. We stand in his grace. We're enveloped by his grace. We will never get outside of the grace of God.
Correct.
Why? Because we have been brought into the grace of God by the power of the resurrection, and it's the power of the resurrection that will keep us there, that will hold us there. We may want to stray. We may want to get out to the edges, but we can never get outside of the grace of God. Why? Because of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection.
Yes.
That's good news.
It is.
That is such good news. Well, we're talking about the resurrection today, what you heard on Resurrection Sunday. If you want to share your Resurrection Sunday story with us, we would love to hear from you. 844-322-2742. 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher, along with Richard Pfeiffer. We have this passage in Colossians chapter 3. It's a wonderful passage. The book of Colossians is my favorite. So if ever you're taking a trivia contest or something and a question about what is Bob Christopher's favorite book in the Bible, like that would ever be a question, it's the book of Colossians. I like the book of Colossians. God used the book of Colossians to really flip the switch on as far as my understanding of the gospel is concerned. Chapters 2 and 3 are just so powerful. And this is how chapter 3 starts out. If then you have been raised with Christ. So in some translations, it's since then you have been raised with Christ. So it's making an assumption. You have believed in Jesus. You have believed in your heart that God raised him from the dead. You have confessed with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. And at that moment, you're saved, and you cross over from death to life, raised to walk in the newness of life. So it's making that assumption since you've been raised with Christ. So just as Christ has been raised physically, you've been raised from the dead spiritually. Makes that assumption. Okay, now what? If that's true, now what? Well, this chapter gives the now what answer. So he says, seek the things that are above. When we were lost, when we were dead in transgressions and sins, we did not seek the things that were above. We sought the things of this world. We were controlled by the things of this world. We lived to gratify the desires of the flesh. We were by nature objects of wrath.
Yes.
So we had a worldly perspective, a human perspective. Everything that had meaning to us was something that we could grab hold of through our five senses. We never thought outside of the realm of this world.
Yeah.
So pleasure, gratification, all of those things were top items on the menu of choices. But now we've been raised. We're citizens of heaven. We're no longer citizens of this world. We're foreigners. We're aliens in this world. We're in the world, but not of the world. So now that we've been raised, now what? Seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. So let's talk about this a little bit, Richard. He's seated, but he's also alive living in us, right? Mm-hmm. So how does that work? What does it mean that he's seated? What can we take from that? What can we learn from that? What can we understand that he's seated in us, that he's alive living in us as well?
Well, there's a couple of things at work here. First, you have to remember, Jesus said to his disciples, it's better for you, it's good for you if I go away. As long as I'm here, just in my human body, you're kind of stuck. You can see me, you can talk to me, but nobody else can. And if I left town and you were still here, then you couldn't see me. So it's good that I go away because the Holy Spirit is going to come. Well, the Holy Spirit couldn't have come if Jesus didn't finish the work. If sin wasn't defeated, if death wasn't defeated, Jesus could not have sat down at the right hand of the Father. That's the meaning. He is our high priest. He is a completely different kind of high priest. His high priestness, that's wrong, his high priesthood is set apart by the fact that he has an indestructible life. He's nothing like we humans. And so when he sat down, it meant everything was finished. And the Father said, that this is exactly what I planned. This is exactly what we pulled off. Spirit, go indwell the people that believe in Jesus. And now the Spirit of Christ, the mind of Christ, the way Paul puts it in 1 Corinthians 2, is inside of us, and it sits in us because his work on our behalf is done. We are forgiven. We are saved. And now we get to grow in grace every day of our lives. So Paul says a mouthful here.
Yes, he does.
Jesus is seated at the right hand of God. If we're focused on him, then the Spirit inside of us, his Spirit, the very Holy Spirit, is going to be changing our minds just as it changed our spirits when we got saved.
Yes, indeed. And I love this image of him being seated at the right hand of God. The right hand is a position of authority.
Yes.
But he's at rest there.
Yes.
His work is done. He's at rest. And it takes us all the way back to creation, the creation story. Man was created on the sixth day. After he was created, God rested from his works, and that's the Sabbath day. That's what we know as the day of rest. And so our very first encounter, our first interaction with God was from this state of rest.
Yes.
Everything's to flow from that. So when sin kind of messed up everything and Jesus takes care of sin, that he rests from his work, and now we're restored to that initial encounter of resting with God.
Yes.
And from that, everything happens. So rest is a part of this relationship with Christ. Mm-hmm. We're resting. That's an aspect of trust, an aspect of faith that the worldly way of life knew nothing about.
Correct.
So we're seated at the right hand of God. We're to set our minds on things above, not on things that are on earth. So again, we need to change our perspective. I love what Jesus said to Peter at Caesarea Philippi. He's asked the question, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter stood, delivered the right question. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Now, Peter didn't gain that through his own intellect or by doing a lot of examination of the evidence. This was truth that was revealed to him by God the Father. Now, after that, Jesus said, you know, "I'm going to go to Jerusalem. I'm going to be handed over. I'm going to be crucified. But on the third day, I'm going to rise from the dead."
Yes.
And Peter said, "Oh, no, no, no. This will never happen to you." And Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan." Why? Because you're thinking with a human perspective.
Yes.
Your mind is on the things of the world, not on things above. Now, all that changed for Peter after the resurrection and after the giving of the Holy Spirit when he was made alive with Christ. So now he could think with the mind of Christ. He could see things from God's perspective. And so we need to start seeing things from God's perspective. That's what it means to set our minds on things above, not on things of the earth. "For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." That old man has been crucified with Christ, yes. Dead and buried. You know, there's never going to be a Richard Pfeiffer that exists that doesn't have the Spirit of God living in him.
Yes.
You once were.
Once was.
Completely was like dead. That. Completely dead to God.
Well.
Spirit dead to God. And that's how you tried to muddle your way through life on your own. But when Christ died and you believed in him, you were joined to that death. Your old man was crucified. You were given new life in Jesus Christ, and now that new life is hidden with Christ. It's concealed in Christ, and when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. You're secure. You are certain of what's up ahead. Why? Because God has marked you out as one of his own. So that's the now what. Since we've been raised, now what? Let's gain a heavenly perspective and walk away from that human perspective. Let what we're learning from God through the Holy Spirit start to shape every aspect of who we are and what we do in this world in which we live.
Yes.
Let's live in the power of the resurrection. Well, thank you for joining us on today's broadcast. We're so glad that you've allowed us to be a part of your lives through this particular program. Thank you for being a part of ours as well. Thank you to those who support this broadcast, who give generously each and every month so that others can hear the good news of Jesus Christ. If you would like to be a part of that, we invite you to do so by visiting basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Come alongside of us. and be a partner with us in this good news of Jesus Christ. We'll see you tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel.